here is a question for you. How have you been spending the Twixmas period? Have you been hosting family? Maybe you've gone to stay with family and or relatives. Well, if you're like most families who come together after some time apart, you may have the occasional tiff or squabble. So if you're wanting to keep the peace this Twixmas, how do you go about it? Well, joining me now is lawyer, mediator and judge for the National Mediation Awards, Pam Hatfield from Tunbridge Wells. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Leo. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. Thank you very much. Well, you and I have been sat together. We haven't had a tiff yet, which is quite good. But family issues can happen, can't they? For lots of different reasons. People not helping out, maybe just generally disagreeing about stuff, and then alcohol gets involved as well. And what are some of the top tips you've got, would you say, for resolving family disputes?
I think with family disputes, it's always interesting to understand each party's perspectives. Mm. If it's a case of it's kind of a Christmas celebration and we're sitting around playing Monopoly, maybe we shouldn't play Monopoly, maybe we should have karaoke.
Okay,
and
you
and
karaoke.
And just sing and dance, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there's no dispute on who's buying what, or Scrabble that's intense with, you know, our family members that we see pretty much on that big festive occasion.
Time. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? And it is very often a case of, we were talking about this earlier on, bringing together generations, and very often generations maybe once removed don't see eye to eye and have very different perspectives, especially as cultures change so much, Pam, in recent times. You know, there's an expectation for either a younger or maybe even an elder generation to be doing things better. Maybe the youngsters are going, look, dad or granddad or mum, you really need to be able to look at your bank balance on your phone rather than ask me how to do it or whatever. See, sometimes these little niggles can just take place in conversation, but they're bigger than they sound.
Absolutely. So what I would say, pick your battles.
Okay.
And given the opportunity, if it's a big family environment like Christmas, probably not the best thing to start deciding about checking bank balance and how you do what,
no,
happen
no
when
point.
You do it, etc. But, you know, raise the situation. But the timing is right as well and essential.
Yeah. So it's picking your battles, working out if this is something worth having. Of course, you know, within Christmas and Twixmas, sometimes you get relatives that live a long way away, which you won't see for, I suppose, until another Christmas or festive period. And there'll be some people that live just down the road. So I suppose you have to treat each individual case, for want of a better word, with its own individual merits.
Absolutely, definitely, because if it's a long distance relationship where you may see your sister in Australia once a year, why pick whatever she believes it is fundamental to her, which is somewhat maybe different to you, whether it be politics, religion, whatever is the conflict, it's not really worth the hassle.
Yeah.
But if she's down the road and you happen to have children going to the same school and you see her frequently, there may be the occasion to actually raise that issue with her to just discuss that we're not quite aligned here. And if that proves difficulty because you are different or strong characters, then have a mediator.
Yeah.
And how the mediation process works, the mediator will see each party separately, privately, in an individual meeting, understand their perspectives, and then you come together for a joint meeting to discuss what the issues are. And being that in-between person, you really can get a guide of trying to get a relationship back on track.
That's interesting. So what is the difference then between, say, for example, if there's an argument between a couple, couples counselling and mediation? Where's the line there?
I think the line is, with couple counselling, it's getting you back on track so you can have a flourishing relationship. For mediation, it's pretty much you are going your separate ways, and you need things divvying up. So it's the finances. You've got a house, you've got a mortgage, you've got whatever money, assets, they need to be divvied up. And if it's child arrangements within that marriage or even relationship where you're not married,
right,
it's when the children are spending time and what the co-parenting arrangements will be.
Right.
That suit both parties, but more importantly, what suits the children.
Of course, yes, you've got to prioritise, haven't you? 100%. So, I mean, who is it at this time of year, would you say, Pam, that these niggles do get greater? I mean, is this a time where, obviously, finances are tight, people are spending a lot of time together, there is, for example, things like alcohol and games and competition involved. Is this a strained time for our relationships now?
I think most definitely, because we do things, or many people do things for children to make Christmas magical, special, without conflict. So we always want the best Christmas for them. So even a relationship between partners may be strained, it is often the case that they will weather the storm and really put on a united front. So the children have a fantastic Christmas. Mm. And then come January, we often make resolutions. We say, right, what are we going to do this year? And do I want to start this year with that person? I've put up with the outlaws, yeah, the in-laws, yeah, and I want out.
Yes. You hear this quite a lot, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, not to be fatalistic, but, you know, the beginning of the year very often can be the end of a relationship quite often, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, so it's about new starts, I think, sometimes.
New starts and new beginnings, whatever they may be. How do you think we are culturally in terms of our understanding and communicating? Because I guess, Pam, all this comes down to is communication. Are we as open with our feelings, or are we too open, perhaps, with our feelings these days? How is it panning out? Do we argue more, if that doesn't sound trite?
I don't think we argue more. I think we are just more of a considerate nation. I think this is culturally across the board,
right,
of really our mental health, how our behaviour may impact on someone else. And sometimes it is important to actually raise that. And it's that finding that fine balance of being confrontational with someone, of what's offending me and you're not respecting me, or can we speak or mediate in a way whereby you understand what our differences are, and we try and understand each other and for a happy medium.
A happy medium. I mean, that's the crux of everything, though, isn't it? Talking and understanding. So at what point, because for anybody that didn't know, perhaps a mediator was a thing, do you sit there and go, right, it is time for a mediator? At what level of the breakdown of communication has to come for you to make that decision?
I think it can come at different levels, because even if you're amicable, but there could be key things where there's a fundamental difference where you just need an outside person to say, well, actually, this is what I think because of.
Yeah.
Please let me know, if that works for you both. So that could be the amicable state. But whereas you might have communication at an all-time low where really they just hate each other with a vengeance. However, it's important for the mediator to work with them both and understand the issues, come together, and let's just, not be so hateful. More love in the world is what's required.
Oh, absolutely. All you need is love, Pam, for goodness sake. What about my niece and nephews who argue all the time, especially when I'm there, mainly, I think, for my attention? Do they need a mediator, or do I need to be a mediator?
They just need a fabulous uncle like you.
I've got one. I'm a climbing frame is what I am. Tell us about the National Mediation Awards, then. That sounds really exciting.
So the National Mediation Awards was sponsored by the Civil Mediation Council, along in association with the Family of Mediators, as well as the Mediation Council, as well as the Family Mediation Council. And it was a national award with various delegates put forward, judging those accordingly. Mm. And the awards took place on the 12th of December, which was lovely, in the House of Commons. So quite a prestigious event. Lovely black tie do.
Yeah.
Put your best shoes on and a lovely ball gown and present awards accordingly. Just really recognising for those that are great mediators in their particular field, because it can be broken down from family mediation to workplace to children issue mediations and child inclusive mediation. So that was quite nice to attend that. Honoured to be a judge, a panel judge.
That's right. And you mentioned work mediation. That's something else we haven't even touched on yet, because very often we'll see our work colleagues, we'll tread the carpet with them more than we will with our own families. And that can be very, you don't choose who you work with. You know what I mean? So that's a place that you have to be very, very open in communication, and it can be difficult to navigate sometimes.
Oh, most certainly, because of course you're going to have a HR department, and again, they have their structure of how employment law works in the workplace situation. However, there could be a disagreement, and sometimes it may be something as simple as, oh my God, you've invited everyone else to the barbecue and you just didn't invite me. Something as trivial as that.
Or you've left my pen lid off, or something. You've left the kitchen messy, right?
Things. Keep on drinking my orange juice from the fridge.
I do all of these. That's why I'm very unpopular.
So it's far better to come together, have a bit of an open conversation, just so the other person just knows, the impact it has on you, so we can just work on harmoniously together, and it is achievable.
Again, the overarching word here is communication, which is societarily generally. I mean, you told me when we were listening to the song just now that you had 20 people round for Christmas.
So that is correct.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, and we didn't have one single argument. We had almost like a double whammy for the full Christmas Day, part two, Boxing Day, full double whammy, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Well, of course it was. You're a professional mediator. If anyone's going to stop me arguing, it was going to be you. But it was lovely, was it?
And it was absolutely the best Christmas ever. Oh. So highly promoted. But just try to avoid the things like the one year we didn't play Scrabble.
Yeah.
We didn't play Monopoly.
Yeah.
We played a wonderful card game. That was kind of great, guessing different phrases and things. That was great. Didn't even play charades, but I think the karaoke works.
Karaoke, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can only embarrass yourself.
Absolutely.
But that's fun anyway.
Yeah. Next year, I may give them all paddles, right? But not. We'll start from the judging from 5 to 10. We don't want to give everyone a 2.
No.
And then they don't come back next Christmas.
Oh, no, that's not judging. So interesting. If we felt, for example, like we are interested in the service of a mediator, where would you suggest that we go and have a look?
I would suggest you come and find mediation consultant. So I'm Pam Hatfield. I've been mediating for 20 years. I love what I do. It's great. It's an absolute buzz to get a result when the couples actually don't think there's going to be a result, and they just work together in just coming to a resolution that works for all parties.
Well, very forward-thinking. Perhaps you would come and mediate myself and the production team, because there's been a few sideways glances today, I have to say. Of course not. We'd love each other dearly. Pam, thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely rest of your
year. Oh, you're welcome, Leo. Thank you for inviting me.
No, you're welcome.